This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has withdrawn the U.N. sanctions on Iran that had been reimposed by then-President Donald Trump. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Biden administration has rescinded the restoration of U.N. sanctions on Iran imposed by the Trump administration last September. A letter sent by acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills to the U.N. Security Council on behalf of President Joe Biden says the United States hereby withdraws three letters from the Trump administration regarding Iran. The State Department said Thursday the Biden administration wants the U.S. to rejoin the 2015 nuclear agreement that was designed to rein in Iran's nuclear program. The Trump administration pulled the U.S. out of the agreement in 2018, accusing Iran of serious violations. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Congressional Democrats and the Biden administration have unveiled a broad immigration bill that would provide an eight-year pathway to citizenship for 11 million people who are currently living in the country without legal status. The legislation reflects the broad priorities for immigration change that Biden laid out on his first day in office. They include an increase in visas, funding to process asylum applications, and new technology at the southern border. But after decades of failed attempts at passing comprehensive legislation, advocates, lawmakers, and President Joe Biden himself are signaling an openness to a piece-by-piece approach. Again, congressional Democrats and the Biden administration unveiling a broad immigration bill that would provide an eight-year pathway to citizenship for the 11 million people living in the country illegally. This is VOA News. NASA has landed its largest and most sophisticated rover yet on Mars as part of the search for past life on the planet. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
NASA ground controller Swati Mohan delivered the news to the Perseverance team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs in Pasadena, California.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
Later, after the six-wheeled rover had been on the surface for a while, Mohan delivered a key announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
Over the next 2 years, Perseverance will use its 7-foot arm to drill down and collect rock samples with possible signs of bygone microscopic life. 3 to 4 dozen samples will be sealed in tubes and set aside to be retrieved by a fetch rover and brought to Earth by another rocket ship as early as 2031. I'm Tim McGuire.
New testing is underway on coronavirus vaccines for pregnant women, while another state reports a case of the South African virus variant. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Pfizer says it's launched a study in 9 countries with women who are volunteering to get its coronavirus vaccine to test the safety and effectiveness on pregnant women who are especially vulnerable to COVID complications. Researchers will check for any reaction in the women and their babies. In Nevada, health officials say the coronavirus variant, first identified in South Africa, has been detected in the state. The patient had traveled. Now experts say people need to keep wearing masks and maintain social distancing because the virus variant spread is growing. This would be the 11th case of the South African variant found in the U.S. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new UN report says that humans are making Earth a broken and increasingly unlivable planet through climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said 2021 is what he called a make-or-break year. Unlike past UN reports that focused on one issue and avoided telling leaders actions to take, Thursday's report combines 3 intertwined environmental crises and tells the world what got to change. It calls for changing what governments tax, how nations value economic input, how power is generated, the way people get around, and the way they fish and farm as what they eat. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.